particular verse, which is, as you can see on the screens, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And that verse reads, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." This morning, I've got something old and I've got something new for you this morning. And what I mean by that is, the old bit is, I'm going to share some thoughts that some of you will have heard me share before, about 2.5 years ago. So God has spoken some of these things before, and you may say, "Ah, sure, I've heard that before." Well, sometimes God reminds you of things. So if you hear me saying some stuff, and you think, "Ah, I know where he's going with that one," just stick with it this morning. And then I have something new for you this morning as well. Don't be worrying. I won't ask you to eat these this morning, but I'm gonna talk about these a little bit later on. So this morning, I'd like to talk about more. That particular scripture is Paul writing to the church in Ephesus. And it's a very positive, faith-filled scripture. And he says that him, who is God, he can do immeasurably more. That word immeasurably simply means it cannot be measured. Like, we have some measuring sticks to measure things, and sometimes we have jugs to measure amounts in the kitchen. But what God does in a person's life, or what God does within a people, it can't really be measured. And the reason why it can't be measured is, the minute somebody begins to try and measure what God has done, he'll just add a little bit more. And then you'll measure it again, you'll add a little bit more. And you think, "Well, I can't measure this," because he's the God who can do immeasurably more. And if there's one thing that I believe that God is saying to you today, is that he's going to do more in your life. That wherever your relationship is with Jesus, wherever you've been in the past, or wherever you are now, you need to expect more. Because God is going to do more in your life. There is more in heaven that is going to be poured out onto your life. So God wants you to know that he's going to do more, so you should expect more. More is coming. More, more, more. If there's one word that you want to leave today with, you know what it is, don't you? It's the word more. God is going to do more. And may he do more in Nace Community Church as well. May he not only do it in your life and my life, but in those who will come here. We expect him to do more. We want him to do more, to pour out his spirit more, more of his presence, more of his face, more of his hand, more of the Lord Jesus Christ, more of the preaching of the word of God. I think there's got to be a little bit more. Are you ready for more? Because he's going to do more, hallelujah, this morning. And when I think about this particular scripture, it always reminds me of that young boy. Have you ever seen the film Oliver Twist? It's a classic movie. It's always on at Christmas time. And as you already know, or in case you don't, Oliver Twist was a young boy, and he was an orphan. Everybody say, "Ah, ah, poor little Oliver." You know what an orphan is? An orphan is somebody who doesn't have a mommy or daddy, and they feel, "Ah, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me." And the story goes of Oliver Twist. He finds himself in an orphanage, and he is not on his own, but there's lots of other boys there in the orphanage. And many of you know where I'm going with this, is that in that movie, there is a memorable scene of where all of the orphans are in the orphanage and are all sitting down, eating their food. And a couple of the lads get together and they draw straws. And whoever draws the shortest straw has to go up to the angry workhouse taskmaster, and they've got to ask for more food. And this is what happens in the film. Little Oliver Twist, he draws the short straw and he goes up. There he is with his bowl and he says those words, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" And the workhouse taskmaster, he says, "More? You want more?" You see, the workhouse taskmaster, he doesn't operate in the realm of more. He doesn't give more, so nobody ever asks for more, and he never gives more. He doesn't want to give more. What is that for you? I need to remind you that you are not an orphan today, that you have been sought by the Father. He sought your life out. He went and he took hold of you because of his love for you. And he says, "I'm going to adopt you into my family. I'm going to be your father. You're going to be my child. I'm going to bring you near to myself so that you can never ever utter the words, 'Nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. Nobody's concerned about me.' You can never have an orphan spirit because you've been adopted into the family of God. You are surrounded by the brothers and sisters of the Lord this morning, but God is your Father. He's always loved you. He always will love you. Nothing will ever stop the Father's love for his children. You are not like Oliver Twist this morning in that you're an orphan. You're not an orphan. He's brought you into his family. But you can't ask for more. Are you willing to ask for more? Would you be ready to ask for more? Because God your Father says, "Come, come my children and ask for more. Don't be afraid to ask for more," because he's a God who likes to give more. He won't stop giving more. He's readily available to say to you, "If you can handle more, I'll give you more. If you're willing to receive more, I'm willing to give more." You serve a God that not only loves you, but is also saying, "I'm going to give you more. More is going to be poured out into your hearts. More is going to be poured out from heaven upon your life. John Kenny, he's got more for you in store. There's more in store from heaven. There's more in store for the people of God and for Nace Community Church, because we serve a God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask, dream, or imagine. Are you ready for more? Because more is coming. We are not orphans. We have a Father in heaven who loves us, and we can confidently come into his presence and we can look to our Father and say, "I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more of your grace. I need a little bit more of your Spirit. I need a little bit more of your mercy. I need a little bit more of your forgiveness." But he is readily available to pour out more into your heart, more of his Spirit upon your life. There is more anointing for people in the kingdom of God to do what God has called them to do, and there is more coming, so get ready for more. Hallelujah. Sure, if you examine the scriptures, you'll see in the gospels and in various stories that Jesus did more. Can I remind you of Peter? I always talk about Peter. Do you remember when Jesus called him to himself? He'd been working hard all night. He was a fisherman. He'd been out catching fish, but he caught no fish. And then Jesus says to him, "If you're willing, will you put your nets out a little bit into the deep?" And so he took Jesus's words. He says, "Because you say so, I will." And so Peter, he put his nets out, and you know what happened? He caught more fish than he could handle. He needed his friends to come and give him a dig out to get all these fish on shore. And so Peter, he caught more than what he could handle. Do you remember the story of the Samaritan woman? One day, this lady, she decides to go to get a drink. And on her travels, she meets Jesus. And they have a discussion amongst themselves. He asks her for a drink. And they get into a conversation. And he says to her, I'll give you living water. And this challenges her thinking because she's thinking, oh, I came here for this physical water. This doesn't make sense. Tell me more about this living water. Tell me more about what you're talking about. And so what ends up happening is this lady has an encounter with Jesus that she never expected that would happen. And then he has an impact upon her life. She goes back to her village and she tells her village, I think I've met the Messiah. She got more than what she expected. She got more than what she had planned for that day. And sometimes what takes place is that you will meet Jesus and he will meet with you and you will get more than what you thought of. You'll get more than what you bargained for. You'll get more than what you thought was going to happen that day. And it happened for that lady, that Samaritan woman. She got more than what she came for. And then there's that particular story of the transfiguration. Jesus, he says to Peter, James and John, come follow me. And what happens is he leads them to a place and they begin to see Jesus transfigured. They see him in a light that they've never seen him before. A voice from heaven comes and they all hear the voice. It's the voice of the Father that says, this is my Son whom I love and I'm well pleased with him. Listen to him. And both Peter, James and John, they got more revelation of Jesus that day. They began to see Jesus in a light that they'd never seen him before. What does that mean for you and for me? It means that God, by his Holy Spirit, can reveal more of Jesus in the scriptures. He can reveal more of Jesus and the kingdom of God to your heart. There is more revelation. You haven't seen it all. There's more. Do you remember that lady? The widow's offering. And she put 2 copper coins into the collection. And Jesus acknowledges her in Mark chapter 12. He says, truly I tell you, this poor widow, she's put in more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty. She put everything that she had to live on. You see, what does that mean for you and for me? God is more concerned about giving from your heart than giving from your pocket. He's not interested in your money. He's not demanding your money. He says, give me your heart. Give from your heart. When you give from your heart, you'll always give more than your pocket. We, like Peter, we can catch more than what we can cope for. Like the Samaritan woman, we can receive more than what we came for. Like the transfiguration, there is more revelation for those who will follow the Lord Jesus. He provides more than what we expect. Sometimes he gives us more than what we want. He blesses us more than what we deserve. He showers us more love with more power, more of Jesus in our lives. There's more grace for today, there's more mercy for tomorrow, and there's more forgiveness for any time that we need it. There's more joy in his presence, more empowerment from his Spirit, more anointing to be poured out from heaven. There's more purpose to be worked out, more of his word to be preached, and today we need him more than we did yesterday. Do you need him more? Do you remember that song that we sing? Lord, I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. More than ever before, I need you more. And maybe it is today that is your heart's desire. Maybe it is today that is your devotion. That is your prayer to God, where you're saying to him, God, I need you more. Today I need you more than yesterday. I need you more. So will you grant me more of yourself, more of your presence, more of your love, more of your face? God is willing to give you more. Because you are his child. You are not an orphan. And if you ever began to feel that nobody cares and nobody's looking out for you, and nobody's got your corner, or nobody is concerned about what you're concerned about. God is just reminding you today that he's watching your life. He's watching your case, and that he has more for you. So just open up your heart and be ready to receive more, because he's got some more. This promise is for you today. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You can rely on the word of God. You can take it as a promise from God to you, and that you can expect to receive more. You've got to get ready for more, because he's going to do more in your life. Bless the Lord. He's the God who can do immeasurably more. I had a strange experience this week. Is that when I brought myself to the Lord in preparation for today, I felt he told me to speak about the things that I just have. But he said something to me that was a little bit peculiar. And this is what I believe he said to me. Now, either he said it to me or I'm crazy. It's one or the other. There you go. He told me to go and gather some stones from out there. And he told me that I was to gather some stones and I was to give a stone to everybody in the meeting. Would you be willing to receive a stone? Is that okay? Okay. So, there you go. Take a stone. And I'm going to talk about the stones now in a few moments. And it's all in context of this morning's particular word from Ephesians chapter 3. Don't eat the stones. Okay. So by now, most people, everybody will have a stone. And I'm going to take a stone as well. And so I felt the Lord tell me, go and gather some stones. Give one to everybody that's in the meeting that day. You, like me, now, you're probably thinking, what's that stone for? And this is what I believe that God is saying. That stone represents your family. Now that stone could represent a particular person in your family, or it could represent your family as a whole. And this is what I think God is saying. That particular scripture, that particular promise is for you. That God is going to do immeasurably more in your life. But it's not only for you. It's for your family too. That God is going to do immeasurably more, not only in your life, but he desires to do it in the lives of your family as well. And so what I'm asking for you to do is to hold that stone. And at the end of this morning's meeting, I'm going to ask you to prophetically hand that stone back over to God and say, God, I believe that you can do immeasurably more, not only in my life, but in the life of my family members as well. Would you be willing to do that at the end of the meeting as well? But before we get there, I want to talk about some stones. Stones. Should we all have one? And they're in your hands. I've got a stone in my hand. You've got a stone in your hand. And I began to think to myself, if a stone had a voice, what would it say? If a stone could sing a song, what would the chorus be? If a stone had a prayer, what would that prayer be? But those stones are symbolic, or they represent your family. And this is what I think. I've got three things that are these stones. Number one, you'll notice that these stones are very small. I got them from out there. They're all small stones. And if that particular stone that's in my hand, if it had a voice, it'd probably say to me, I'm small. I'm just so small. I look around and I can see big stones. I look at others and I can see that they're big. But me, I'm only small. I'm only little. I'm only a small stone. And sometimes there can be in your life, or in your family's life, people who say, I'm only small. God could never really do anything in my life. I'm only too small. I'm small. I'm little. I'm insignificant. Nobody really cares about me. I'm small. But that's not true, because God can do immeasurably more in the life of a person. No matter how they see themselves, no matter how they compare themselves to other people, if this particular person thinks I'm only small, sure, I look at that person over there, but they're big. God can do immeasurably more, not only in your life, but in the lives of those that you love and those that you care about, your family. And God desires to do immeasurably more in your family. And in the life of your family, even if you have a family member that says, I'm small, I'm just so small, I'm insignificant, I'm unimportant, there's not much going on in my life. But God says, I can do big things in the lives of those who see themselves as small. But God can take a person and he can do something wonderful. He can do more than what we can think, more than what we can imagine. He can do a wonderful work in each person's life, and in the lives of you and your family as well. Sure. These stones are small. They are small, aren't they? If that stone had a voice, he might say, I'm small. He might also say, sure, I get walked on. I get trampled upon. People walk all over me. They trample all over me. Sometimes they kick me. They kick me from here to there. Sometimes when they walk on me, they crush me into the muck. And they crush me into the ground, and I feel all dirty, and I feel all yucky, because people are just walking all over me. I'm just a little stone. And it might be the case that you or somebody in your family, they may feel at times, everybody's just walking all over me. They're just trampling all over me. They kick me from pillar to post. Now, when they walk on me, they crush me into the ground, and I feel dirty, I feel mucky, I feel terrible. I just feel like I'm being walked all over. Have you ever had a time in your life where you felt like that yourself, where people were just walking over your life? Well, it may be the case that you have somebody in your life and they feel like that. And God says, I'm going to do immeasurably more. You've got to believe that he can do immeasurably more, not only in your life, but in the lives of those that you love and the lives of those that you care about. When you have somebody, or if you know somebody, and they're saying, do people just walk all over me? I'm just like a little stone. Well, God's word for that person's life is that he can do more. He's willing to do more. He wants to do more. And he's able to do more, immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. Sure, if a stone had a voice, it'd probably say, I'm small. It'd probably say that I'm just trampled upon. And it might also say, sure, I'm rough. Feel the texture of your stone. Some of them might be a little bit smooth, but most of them are rough. Why are they rough? Because they live out there. Because people walk on them day and night. And they feel small. That's because they are small. And sometimes, not only in our lives, but in the lives of our family, if you were to ask them, what's life been like for you? They'd say it's rough. There's There's been times in my life when events have happened and it's just been rough. It's been hard. It was rough when it was happening. It's rough when I was in it. And now that I've come out of it and I'm looking back at it, it's still rough. Have you ever had that time in your own life where you've described a season or an event or a circumstance and you've said, it's just rough. I've no other word to describe it. It's just rough. And you may have somebody in your life, somebody in your family, and they would describe it in the same way. They say, it's just rough. I don't know how I got through it. I don't know how I got here. It's by the grace of God. If a stone had a voice, it'd probably say, I'm small. It'd probably say, I've been walked on, I've been trampled upon. And it would probably say something like, it's just been rough. It's just been rough. Like, it's been hard. It's been rough. And this is what I believe that God is saying to you today. It's first for you and then for your family. Is that he can do immeasurably more in your life. More than what you can think. More than what you can pray for. More than what you can comprehend in your mind. That he wants to do more. Get ready for more. But that promise is not only for you, but it's also for your family. And so I'm asking you today, would you be willing to prophetically hand the stone over? And so that it's not in your hands, but it's in the hands of God, where you're saying, God, my Father, I commit this person whom I love, those who are in my family, and I put them into your hands, and I ask that you would do immeasurably more in their lives. I place them in your hands, and I ask that when they've seen themselves as small, when others have trampled upon their lives, when they feel like they've been walked all over, or when times have got rough, that I am believing that you can do immeasurably more in their lives. Would you be willing to do that? You would. Will we do it together? Because I believe that God loves you, but not only you, but your family. And he gave his son not only for you, but for your family. Not only for your family, but for the world. Jesus gave himself for everybody. But God can do more. And so, I'm going to pass this around. I'm going to ask you to put your stone back on. And what we're doing is we're saying, Lord, we welcome more of you in our lives, but we're prophetically proclaiming and believing that you can do immeasurably more in the lives of our family too. And we're asking that you do that. So maybe we could live our lives in such a way where we expect more from God for ourselves, but we're also have an expectation that he'll do more in the lives of our families as well. And if you'd like to pass on that, that's okay as well. But I'm going to place my stone. I'm thinking of my own family. And I'm asking God, my Father, that you will do more in the life of my family and in the lives of the families that are represented here today. And so what I'm doing is I'm placing my stone back into your hands and I'm asking you to do more. Will you pass this around? You obviously know that once you place the stone on the tray that we're placing, we're letting go. We're letting go of that which was in our hands, and we're placing them into the hands of God. So maybe what we'll do is when the tray is filled up with stones, we can hold it up to God, and we'll say that these stones represent the lives of our families, and we're asking that he will continue to work in their lives and to do something more, something beautiful, something transformational, and that he will provide for them and draw them to himself like he's drawn ourselves to him. And so this morning what we're doing is we're operating by faith, and we're prophesying God's promised word over their lives. Maybe you guys could come and get ready to. The guys are going to finish with a song, but while they get themselves prepared, These stones represent the lives of our families. And what we believe is, we believe in God's word and God's promise to our lives, that he can do immeasurably more in our lives, more than what we can think of, more than what we can ask for. And we ask that you would do more in our lives, O God, our Father. But we also uplift these stones, and they are symbolic of your family. And our prayer and our prophecy is that, God, that you would do more in the lives of our family members, in our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our children, our grandchildren. We commit them into your loving hands, and we ask for you to do immeasurably more in their lives. I have one more song. And we're going to finish with a song. And we're going to finish with worship this morning. Would you be willing just to stand, and we'll play a worship song, and we'll bring